This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Most classes resumed at Eagle Crest High School in Aurora today. The district closed the school yesterday to investigate a special ed teacher's death from bacterial meningitis last weekend. A second teacher at the school also died the same weekend, but the cause is unconfirmed. Cherry Creek School's administrators say the school's special education wing will be closed the rest of this week so the local health department can complete contact tracing efforts. The results of the Colorado Springs city election are largely unchanged after counting military and overseas ballots. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
After last week's election, the question remained if there would be enough military and overseas ballots to tip the scales in the race for mayor. Political newcomer Yemi Mobolade handedly earned enough votes for the top spot, but not enough to avoid a May runoff. After counting those military and overseas ballots, the race for second place is tighter, but not by much. Still, just over 1,500 ballots separate Wayne Williams and Sally Clark for second and third place. The city clerk's office expects to certify the election today. As of now, it looks like there will be a runoff May 16th between Mobolade and Williams. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The University of Denver women's gymnastics team will compete in the national semifinals today in Fort Worth, Texas. The DU Pioneers will face off against Michigan, LSU, and Oregon State. Grad student and star gymnast Lindsey Brown.
I'm just super proud of everyone hitting their stride. It's such a talented team, the most I've seen in all my 6 years, so I'm just honored to be on a team that is really pushing the greatness to like the next level.
The top two teams will move on to the national finals on Saturday. Cooler weather returns tomorrow for Colorado Springs and Denver with rain and highs in the 40s and 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.